All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin Robbery Proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Now, I'm a U.S. male because I was born in a South Georgia town on a Sunday morning. Now, Georgia just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of these United States. Now, that's a fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. male. M-A-L-E, son, that's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been a-watching the way you've been a-watching my miss. For the past 3 weeks, you've been hot on the trail. You kind of upsetting the U.S. male. Now, you touch her once with your greasy hand. I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. Cause she's wearing a ring that I bought on sale, so that makes her the property of this U.S. mail. So you better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it's gonna do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you go find you somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eye. Now I catch you around my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kinda flattened out, so you do well to quit playing games with the U.S. mail. So you better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it gonna do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you go find you somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Tell him, guitar. Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, son.
Ooh, got 3 weeks till Christmas.
Already?
Are you ready for
that's
Christmas?
That's not till December, is it?
It's December,
we're in
man.
December.
Where you been, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Ho-ho's coming in 3 weeks.
Except for the stuff I haven't bought, I'm done.
Have you seen this on the news? They found this monolith.
I have seen that.
In the desert, out in a hospitable place.
Did it have a bunch of primates using jawbones for hammers around its base?
I don't know about that, but, you know.
Anybody get a 2001 reference?
People, you know, it's obviously, it's got to be a hoax somehow. It's got to be somebody's playing around.
Oh, yeah, either that or it just grew out of the ground, right?
Yeah. Either that or it just appeared out.
To me all the time.
It appeared. They found it with a helicopter, went in, checked it out, and it's a big metal monolith.
Right.
And now it's disappeared.
Poof. Gone away.
And you know,
I bet whoever put it there took it away.
Well, you know, they're saying it's got, you know, it's obviously got to be a hoax. But now if one appears on the moon.
Well, yeah.
I'm packing my bag.
I'm
going to the, to the South Pole or something.
Do not trust computers named Hal.
If they find one on the moon, we're in trouble. I'm just saying, man.
There'll be a lot of good special effects, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting, anyway. Let's play some Waylon.
All right.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with course I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I met
got your Christmas lights up?
Nope.
You ain't got your tree up?
Nope. No tree, no lights. I just took the Halloween lights down.
What?
And I thought about leaving them up.
Missy had our Christmas lights, had our tree up before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What?
Before.
Sorry about that.
I mean, it's
Does it look like Chevy Chase's house?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got the lights on the fence and down the driveway, got candy canes down the driveway.
Well, you need the family truckster in the garage.
I need a family truckster. Go cut me a tree with a squirrel in it.
Where can I get a tree with a squirrel?
she's had it decorated since before Thanksgiving.
All up on it.
All up on it.
I guess I better get there.
It's a wonderful holiday.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing.
sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, did you see that we've lost two major Hollywood movie villains
right,
this
week? Darth Vader died.
Darth Vader and the toe cutter / Immortan Joe from Mad Max died.
Right. Dual roles in Mad Max.
Keys Byrne, yeah.
Keys Byrne, Australian guy.
Australian guy.
Toe cutter.
Toe cutter.
Immortan Joe.
Darth Vader, man. David Prowse.
David
not
Prowse.
The voice, not James Earl Jones, but the guy who was in the suit.
Right.
And they didn't use his voice because when you hear the uncut Star Wars edits, you know, before they put James Earl Jones'
voice. He had a little wussy guy voice.
He was like, tell me where the desktop plans are now. You know, it didn't sound like Darth Vader.
No Darth Vader there.
I'm 7 feet tall and very muscular.
Have my ship ready.
He just didn't invoke, you know, that sense of doom.
Right.
James Earl Jones.
All right, let's get James Earl Jones in here.
Yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
No. I mean, he's a big dude, man. He was a bodybuilder and everything.
A big dude with a little voice.
Yeah, with a little voice. He was in Clockwork Orange.
I have a little tiny man voice.
Yeah. But he just didn't have the menacing voice, you know.
Well, you can't have everything, I guess. That's why we had James Earl Jones.
Because James Earl Jones, man, he's like, make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, yes, sir. I'm
going
to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now.
Some chips, maybe some milk.
And some cookies, please.
Oh, we're gonna miss him. Miss him.
I guess so.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass. The cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. Some guy on the phone says I'll be home soon.
White socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck,
white socks and blue ribbon beer.
Semis are passing on the highway outside. 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. Sun's going down and they'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar. White socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Chris, what are you doing?
I saved these fireworks from the 4th. I got them mounted to my Schwinn. I'm going to jump over to Smithville City swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, just like Caesar's Palace.
Just like it. Stand back. Yeah!
Reed, what happened?
Oh, Chris thinks he's Travis Pastrami again.
I guess we're going to have to take him to Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital again.
Yow. Yeah, their hospital and emergency care teams at 520 West Main Street provide primary and specialty care when you need it most.
I need it most!
If you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, go to the nearest ER or call 911.
Call them!
Look, he fell on somebody's car.
Oh, that's all right. That's his car.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryer. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Well, we got Steve Quick in the studio.
Who?
Steve. Right. He's known as the... This guy right here, he's known as the hillbilly James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. That
got that
guy.
Voice, yeah. You know?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your father.
Darth Steve.
Darth I'm y'all's father. I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy, honey.
I am your daddy.
I'm Mr. Haney, don't you know?
But anyway, he's talking to a legend's daughter.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Carolina Rose. She's the daughter of Bill Monroe, and she's got a documentary that's going to be coming out pretty soon. I'm not exactly sure what station it'll be on or what it'll air, but be looking for it. Carolina Rose story, I think, is how it'll be viewed as.
Okay, y'all prepare yourself for another award-winning interview.
Check it
here
out.
Here it comes. Check it out.
Steve Quick here for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show. And guys, I have got a daughter of a legend in music. And of course, that is the one to know Bill Monroe and his daughter, Carolina Rose. And Carolina Rose is, we're talking today. I believe you're in North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, like I said, I have met you about several years back, I guess when the Josie Show started, and a lot of things, and you know, you're always smiling and having a good time, and may I say that you look very nice, and you always have always been real nice to me, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I try to be nice to everyone, Steve.
Well, that's what it's all about. And I've got you a new title now. Since your father was the father of bluegrass, you'll be the daughter of bluegrass. How do you like that?
I like that pretty good.
All righty.
Granddaughter of bluegrass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's all respectful, of course, to your dad and to your career as well. In a nutshell here, just like you do have a documentary coming out soon, is there anything that you would like to say that about the documentary that could be looking for pretty soon?
Well, it should be out about the middle of December. I'm very happy to have it coming out. Kenny Lee Productions in Nashville did the documentary.
Okay.
So it just tells about my life and things that have happened.
Right.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Well, like I said, it's good. Most of the time, it's kind of like autobiographical. I mean, you lot of the things that you got to put in there is what you wanted said.
Well, right many. We didn't tell everything, but we told enough everybody to decide for themselves who I am.
Right. Well, we do wish you the best there with that, and of course, I'll be looking for that myself, and of course, Chris and Reed here are along with me, and I'll tell them to be looking for it, and soon we'd like to get a copy of that CD that you've just produced and got out there, so be sure to make sure we get a copy of that, okay?
I will. The CD has 14 songs on it, and okay. It is Carolina Rose, Heartbreak. Name of the CD, Heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Okay. All right,
four duets that I love to do duets. So I did four duets with Kenny Lee, and I'm very proud of each one of them because I think it's some of the best work that I have done.
Right. Well, all righty, Miss Carolina Rose here with us this morning as she talks to us here on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
Where are we going to see that documentary there?
I'm thinking maybe YouTube. But
you
I'm
don't
not
know?
Really sure, I really don't know.
Because that's something I'd be interested in watching, but you don't know where we're going to see it.
No, where we're going
to
see it. But
PBS, YouTube.
I'll try to get it.
TNT. There'd be some information I'd like to know.
Channel 9.
Maybe might come on Tubi.
Y'all just Google it.
Okay, we'll Google it hard. See what comes out.
Being flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is the place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
Dang it, Steve, you wrecked the mystery truck.
Sorry, Chris.
Guess we better call DeKalb Farm Bureau Insurance.
Yeah, you can get great coverage and affordable rates through DeKalb Farm Bureau.
Reed, where'd you come from?
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
Are you going to answer me?
Shh, I'm doing a commercial. DeKalb Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithfield or give them a call at 597-7751.
Kentucky, beneath a beautiful harvest moon, and I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sat here alone in the moonlight, beautiful Kentucky, Kentucky moss. Beneath a beautiful harvest moon. Oh, and I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, oh, I see your smiling face, and I long much more for your embrace in that beautiful Kentucky.
We should do like a redneck Star Wars.
We should.
We should overdub some.
It just writes itself. Yeah.
My daddy wasn't in the Clone Wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter.
Dadgummit.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We're going to have to look out now. This place is rough.
I don't like you. He don't like you either. You better watch out.
Now, dang it, I'm your daddy.
I never would have thought that. Holy cow.
Ready?
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home
week on WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau,
Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital, DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production, and I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Until we ride your way again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is settled and ready to run.
Use the force, Luke, you stupid son of a...